Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the hottest songs in country right now, in the country also, is Riley Green and Ella Langley, You Look Like You Love Me. It's all I've been hearing about is how much people love that song. And now you'll be able to see it live.
Mm-hmm. The closest Riley Green's tour is coming to us in San Diego so far is Indio. And that is the start of the tour he is doing, bringing Ella Langley on the road with him.
My tour is going to be the Damn Country Music Tour next year. We're going to take out Ella Langley with two songs together, one of them being such a big hit, and then the other one, the title track of my album. It seems really fitting to have her back on the tour with me, and I was glad to get her. And Drake White, who's a great buddy of mine from right down the road, so I love that we're going to have two Alabama artists on tour with me already.
There's some suggestions that the two of them might be dating. One of them was because Ella Langley took him out to get a pedicure. People thought because they did it together, that meant they were dating.
I don't know. Well, let's think about that. If you go to get a pedicure with someone of the opposite sex, yeah, I don't think that's a friend thing to do.
No?
Not for a guy.
You and I wouldn't go do it? I bet you and I would do it.
Yeah, I see that more as a friend thing than a relationship thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a super sexy date.
Right. Well, and if you see the video for this song, by the way, it's super sexy. So, I don't know. Maybe there is a thing going on with them.
Can I have a question, comment? On Riley Green in the last couple years.
Okay.
We saw him a couple years ago. He played one of our Christmas shows.
Mm-hmm.
So great. A lot of dudes there to see him.
Yeah, sure.
Definitely was like, well, all the dudes.
He's a big hunter, fisherman, that kind of guy's guy. So it totally makes sense.
Then when we saw him at the beginning of the year, there was a lot of ladies there to see Riley Green.
That's true. When we went, he was playing down at Gallagher Square.
Yeah. Oh, there was a lot of girls, very thirsty women.
Well, why didn't they properly hydrate? Oh, you don't mean that way.
No, I don't mean that way.
There was a distinct difference in the audience, yes.
Yeah. And what happened in between those times is he put out those underwear ads.
Oh.
So.
So what's your question?
Not really so much of a question as an observation on the world.
Do an underwear ad and become hotter?
Here come the ladies. Do the underwear ad look fantastic?
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to start by, first of all, looking fantastic.
Yeah, there's that.
You know, not everybody not everybody can pull off the old underwear ad and get the same results Riley has. Right. Present company included. No one wants to see that. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge is coming up, and we want to get you to qualify for a trip to Vegas and maybe even give you $100 to gamble on when you're in Vegas. 833-287-1037. Play Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and both those things could happen. Sean and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
But as fate would have it, that Atlanta Magic got put out by them damn Padres.
It's history. He wrote history back then, and nobody knew it. That it was going to come true again, we're hoping.
So Morgan Wallen was singing history and predicting the future when singing that song. And I remember vividly during the show at Petco Park how everyone went crazy when he sang that line. And of course, now that the Padres knocked the Braves out earlier this week, everyone's bringing that song back to their socials.
Hang on.
But as fate would have it, that Atlanta Magic got put out by them damn Padres.
So good. Even the Padres used the line on their social media yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. They totally should. It's great.
Man.
And by the way, that's probably, I think, the only time ever the Padres have been included in a song that wasn't about the San Diego Padres, you know? Okay. Anyway, I am so absolutely, well, I'm not alone, obviously, busting out. I can't even imagine what I'm going to feel like if the Padres get to the World Series.
Well, what everybody's going to feel like, seriously, John. I mean, this town is electric. It stays that way. And everybody is just like with bated breath. Everybody has parties planned or what bar they're going to or which game they might be able to go to.
We shouldn't even be talking about any of this right now. We still have to beat the very, very, very good team up north. I mean, we don't like talking about them, but you can't ignore the fact that they've got who they got. And they spent a ton of money to get it, but they're still there. And we got to get rid of them first. We're not afraid of them. They should be afraid of us because we handled them pretty well this season. But we still have to get past that first.
Producer Jessica.
Yes.
When we first started John's Padres Minute, I mean, really, how much did you know about baseball?
Absolutely nothing.
And right now you're wearing a City Connect jersey.
Yep.
I mean, I I'm taking full responsibility for that.
And she's praising the work that the groundkeepers do when they get the field ready.
Well.
Although that fits your personality.
That's
anyway.
Very Jessica. Yes. That's very Jessica coded. But no, yes. I'm so into this team now. My husband, he also, behind the scenes, runs some of the Padres games during the regular season on the radio side. So it's now become like this big family thing. And like, we'll watch the games. Walt doesn't say much, but he knows how to say go Padres.
Yes.
So it's become so fun this season, and I just can't wait to see what else we're going to do.
Yeah, me too.
It all starts tomorrow.
Go Padres.
Go Padres.
Go Padres.
That's what he says.
If we say it soft like that, maybe it's just become a go Padres.
3, 2.
I can't do it. Go Padres. Oh, no. Beat LA.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy. College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy. College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Aaron and Poway. How's it going, pal?
Good. Good, good.
Hey, man, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, please leave now.
All right, good luck.
Now, Aaron, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You can get $100 thanks to A Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, agaragedooranggatestore.com. I want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, Aaron. Okay, any questions for me?
No, sir.
All right, man. Travis Kelce made his acting debut on the FX show Grotesquerie. This week? Did I say that right?
Oh. I have no idea.
All right. What team does Kelce play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
The new Joker movie is out in theaters today. It stars Joaquin Phoenix as Joker and what Oscar-winning singer-actress as Harley Quinn?
Lady Gaga.
It's been a week of bummer deaths, including actor Ken Page. You might not know the name, but you'll recognize his voice as the villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, well, well. What have we here? Santa Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared.
What is the name of this character?
Is it Jack Skeleton?
The trailer was released for Clint Eastwood's latest movie, Juror Number 2. He directed the film. Within 5 years, and without going over, how old is Clint Eastwood?
Oh my gosh, that guy's amazing. 97.
And finally, on this day in 1990, Beverly Hills 90210 made its TV debut. On the show, the gang all hung out at what local diner?
Peach Pit. Love that show. Watch every episode.
Let's get Tam back in. Me too. I think we're the only dudes in the world that did, man. Aaron today did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Aaron.
Tammy, Travis Kelce made his acting debut on the FX show Grotesquerie this week. What team does Kelce play for?
Kansas City.
That is right. Aaron knew that. 1-1. The new Joker movie's out today. It stars Joaquin Phoenix as Joker. And what Oscar-winning singer-actress as Harley Quinn?
Lady Gaga.
That is right. Aaron knew that. Those trailers look off the hook, man. I have to see it. The first one was awesome, but so, like, ugh. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why. It just appeals to me for some reason. All right. It's been a week of bummer deaths, including actor Ken Page. You may not know the name, but you'll recognize the voice as the villain in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, well, well. What have we here? Santa Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared.
What is the name of this character?
It is Jack Skellington. No, Jack Skellington's the kid. I don't know.
That's exactly what Aaron said. Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie.
It's now still 2-2. The trailer was released for Clint Eastwood's latest movie, Juror Number 2. He directed the film within 5 years and without going over. How old is Clint Eastwood? I'll give you a clue. He's really old.
I'm going to say he's 92.
He's 94 years old.
Ooh.
Aaron went just over, so it's now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, on this day in 1990, Beverly Hills 90210 made its TV debut. On that show, the gang all hung out at what local diner?
The Peach Pit.
Peach Pit is right. Aaron and I, the only dudes in America, maybe the world, that watched every episode of 90210. Tammy, who ran the Peach Pit? Who was the owner?
Mr. Somebody.
No, Aaron, tell her, please.
Oh,
wow. Aaron, don't let me down now, pal. It was Nat.
It was Nat, the old guy, Nat.
The old guy? He's probably younger than we are now when he's done, when he did that show.
Probably.
All right, Aaron, today Tammy beat you by a score of 4-3, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize you just qualified for, man.
You are now qualified for that chance to win a Las Vegas getaway to the Fountain Blue Las Vegas to see Thomas Rhett, a two-night stay, and a $150 dining credit.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Aaron, best of luck with that. Have a great day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I am Aaron Poway, and I flunked out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Man, if I had a busy week, worrying myself ragged, cheering till my throat was hoarse for our San Diego Padres. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, our job. In the meantime, hitting the street, getting high fives, making up for Tammy's lackluster effort.
Oh, my God. That is so not fair and not true. We did a little push this week to get us to the 50,000 mark.
Each, by the way, to equal, yes, 100,000 high fives.
Yes. And when producer Jessica said, please send me a request on who you want to come out, everyone picked you. I did some on my own, you know, when I was out and about, but no one requested me.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to love and maybe be even a little bit envious of the places I got to go to wrap up the 100,000 high five summer. I went to the Warren Walker Early Learning Center near Point Loma. So, hi, what's your name?
Veronica Paris.
Veronica, I met you once before. I beamed you in the face with a t-shirt when I was on the Morgan bus during Morgan May, right?
You sure did.
And where am I right now?
You're at Warren Walker Early Learning Center.
And who's this lovely young person?
This is my daughter,
what's
Luna.
Luna Paris.
Luna is actually wearing the t-shirt that you caught.
Sure.
That's totally. So how many high fives do you think we're getting here today? Like a couple?
40, 45 maybe?
All right, let's stack them up. I've been doing a marathon all day. Boom, boom, boom,
all
boom.
Right,
so
let's do it.
I got the hand sanitizer on. I've properly moisturized. And let's get some high fives. First with you.
Yes.
Over. Yeah. High five.
High five.
Thank you. Gracias.
They're having lunch.
What's the age group here?
This is one and a half.
Oh, this is awesome. Hello.
This is John, you guys.
Nice to see you all.
And my favorite station.
They're like, we don't even care. We're eating lunch.
You guys
know how to high five?
High fives for John. High five.
Yeah. Good job. High five. High five. Nope. Okay. High five.
Yes.
High five.
That's so sweet.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
What?
My next stop was another nursery school. This was St. Mark's Nursery School. Tammy, I thought when they told me I was going to a school, that I was going to meet the teachers, the janitors, the administrators. I didn't think I was going to be able to meet the kids.
Oh,
so my final icing on the cake was St. Mark's Nursery School.
Hi, I'm Anita. I'm the preschool director at St. Mark's Nursery School, and you are here in Claremont at the campus of St. Mark's United Methodist Church and preschool.
I have a goal here today, as you know, to get as many high fives as I can, and more so the goal is to beat Tammy. Can you make that happen for me?
We're working on it. We're going to probably, hopefully, get you close to at least 80 high fives today with the kids.
And did you say something about the pastor coming out too?
Yep, I'm going to text her. She's in a meeting and with the church staff, and they're going to come out and high five as well.
So not only am I going to have a lot of high fives, but they're going to be holy high fives.
Holy high fives.
Let's get these holy high fives done. Let's go, Anita. Thank you.
Woohoo! Let's go. Go Padres!
Go Padres! So what's happening right now?
So our toddler program is outside playing on the playground, and we're going to have them all gather on the grass so you can high five all of our littles.
Oh my goodness. This is the best part of my day. Look at these beautiful children. Oh my gosh. This is awesome. So when I go by, you guys want to put your hands up? I'll high five all you, okay?
Put your hands up.
Or how about this? Just put your hands out.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Are you ready? Here you go. There you go. Right, just like that.
Woo!
Yay!
Hit S-O-N!
They are looking at me right now like, who is this madman and why am I not playing?
And as if it's not bad enough beating you by a score of 50,303 to 49,792, oh. I have the final icing on the cake. I got to high five all the kids. I got the video of it.
Oh my God, and they're so cute.
Look at them. Look at the little glasses on. I knew that. Oh. That yeah, exactly.
You that's know, the, any little child with glasses is the first one I go to. Oh, John. I can't even be mad that you beat me because it's just so darling.
Congratulations, Tammy. You got a partner here that picked up the slack and got us to over 100,000 high fives.
Nice job. Thanks to everyone who had us come out.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I want to play a game with the two of you that we haven't played for a really long time, if you don't mind.
Ooh, I love a game.
Okay.
Bring it.
Remember back and forth?
Refresh my memory.
Okay. So I have a letter, and each of you going back and forth have to name something with that letter without repeating what somebody else says. And I'm going to make it a speed round today, and you have 2 seconds to come up with the word.
Good God.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's a reason why, and you'll find out at the end.
This has been a long week, Tammy.
I know it has.
Padre stress, getting more high fives than you.
I get it.
I got
oh, my God.
What? Did I say that?
Wow.
Did I say that?
You're going to stick me with that for the next month, aren't you?
What?
All right, so we're going to play speed round, a back and forth, producer Jessica against John. Anyone takes more than 2 seconds, we move on to the next letter, and you can't repeat what the other one says.
All right.
Got it? Here we go. John, you are going to start. Your letter is P. Go.
Pennsylvania.
Paul.
Pencil.
Pencil. Shoot.
Oh. Okay. Shoot. She suddenly became Southern. No, shoot. Jessica, you will start this round.
Okay.
Nothing, John, by the way.
Yes. Your letter is A. Go.
Apple.
Aardvark.
Orangutan. Nope. Oh.
Jessica's on it like Blue Bonnet.
I like it, though, because she was doing it phonetically. John, you're up. 2-0, John. Your letter is D. Go.
Divorce.
Ooh, dog.
Doctor.
What?
3-0, John. Why did that pop in the... Why was it the first word that popped in my mind?
Just
anything. Delight.
Yes,
dairy-free. Yes. Divorce.
There's so many... I thought you were going to say dog and you started with divorce. So many things.
Dolly.
What? What's happening? What are you trying to say, Jess? Are you in trouble? Are you in pain?
We got to get through these. Here we go. Jessica, you're up. It's 3-0, John. Jessica, your letter is R. Go.
Robert.
Ridiculous.
Roger.
Rectangle.
Okay, we got to finish this game, though. John, you are up. Your letter is E. Go.
Electric.
Elephant.
Exciting.
Egg.
Eerie.
I hate this
last
game.
Letter, Jessica, you start this. Your letter is S. Go.
Single.
Sensational.
You know what, Jessica? We got to give you that one just because she said single after
I
the
said
divorce.
Sensational the second.
Just because she's playing off the divorce. That was so great. Anybody realize what we just spelled?
I forgot the letters.
Padres!
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a good speed round back and forth. I love it.
Divorce.
Single.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Jake is in Vista. What is going on, Jake?
Hey, how's it going?
Dude, if I was any better, it'd be illegal. Jake, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Good luck.
Jake, five pop culture questions for you. You got no time for nonsense, do you, Tim? Five pop culture questions for you. You get more weight than Tim. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Jake, one rule, and that is don't tie Tammy because all ties go to Tammy. Okay?
All right, let's do it.
Jake, 32 years ago this week, Disney released The Mighty Ducks, which is about kids playing what sport?
Hockey.
BuzzFeed.com released a list of movie roles that big-time stars took just for the paycheck. On that list is Morgan Freeman, who appeared in Ted 2, a movie about a talking what?
stuffed bear, a stuffed animal.
Former SNL star Kate McKinnon geeked out when the brother group Hanson appeared on the Today Show on the same day she was also a guest. Turns out she's a longtime fan. What network has always aired the Today Show?
I don't know that one.
Morgan Wallen just donated $500,000 to the American Red Cross to help people in his home state that have been obliterated by Hurricane Helene. What state is Morgan from? Florida, North Carolina, or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Funny, Leah Thompson says she was snooty to Michael J. Fox when they first started shooting Back to the Future because he was a TV actor. What was the name of the TV show that made Michael a star where he played Alex P. Keaton?
Back to the Future.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Jake, what's on the agenda for Jake today?
Oh, man, just going to the airport right now.
Where are you off to?
Just head out to Utah.
Oh, right on.
Just visit some friends.
Okay, Jake did 3 out of 5. Tam.
Nice job, Jake.
32 years ago this week, Disney released The Mighty Ducks, which is about kids playing what sport?
Hockey.
Filmed entirely in the great city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. 1-1. BuzzFeed.com released a list of movies.
I want to play a game with the two of you that we haven't played for a really long time, if you don't mind.
Ooh, I love a game.
Okay.
Bring it.
Remember back and forth?
Refresh my memory.
Okay. So I have a letter, and each of you going back and forth have to name something with that letter without repeating what somebody else says. And I'm going to make it a speed round today, and you have 2 seconds to come up with a word.
Good God.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there's a reason why, and you'll find out at the end.
This has been a long week, Tammy.
I know it has.
Padre stress, getting more high fives than you.
I get it.
I got
my God.
What? Did I say that?
Wow.
Did I say that?
You're going to stick me with that for the next month, aren't you? All right, so we're going to play speed round, a back and forth, producer Jessica against John. Anyone takes more than 2 seconds, we move on to the next letter, and you can't repeat what the other one says.
All right.
Got it? Here we go. John, you are going to start. Your letter is P. Go.
Pennsylvania.
Paul.
Pencil.
Pencil. Shoot.
Oh.
Okay.
Shoot. She suddenly became Southern. No, shoot. Jessica, you will start this round.
Okay.
1-0, John, by the way.
Yes. Your letter is A. Go.
Apple.
Aardvark.
Orangutan. Nope.
Oh.
Jessica's on it like Blue Bonnet.
I like it, though, because she was doing it phonetically. John, you're up. 2-0, John. Your letter is D. Go.
Divorce.
Ooh, dog.
Doctor.
What?
3-0, John. Why did that pop in the... Why was it the first word that popped in my mind?
Just
anything. Delight.
Yes,
dairy-free.
Yes.
Divorce.
There's so many... I thought you were going to say dog and you started with divorce. So many things.
Dolly.
What? What's happening? What are you trying to say, Jess? Are you in trouble? Are you in pain?
We got to get through these. Here we go. Jessica, you're up. It's 3-0, John. Jessica, your letter is R. Go.
Robert.
Ridiculous.
Roger.
Rectangle.
Okay, we got to finish this game, though. John, you are up. Your letter is E. Go.
Electric.
Elephant.
Exciting.
Egg.
Eerie.
Last letter.
Jessica, you start this. Your letter is S. Go.
Single.
Sensational.
You know what, Joseph? We got to give you that one just because she said single after
I said
divorce.
Sensational the second.
Just because she's playing off the divorce. That was so great. Anybody realize what we just spelled?
I forgot the letters.
Padres!
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a good speed round back and forth. I love it.
Divorce.
Single.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got 5 pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Jake is in Vista. What is going on, Jake?
Hey, how's it going?
Dude, if I was any better, it'd be illegal. Jake, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
All right, good luck.
Jake, 5 pop culture questions for you. You got no time for nonsense, do you, Tim? No. 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more weight than Tim. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Jake, one rule, and that is don't tie Tammy because all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Jake, 32 years ago this week, Disney released The Mighty Ducks, which is about kids playing what sport?
Hockey.
BuzzFeed.com released a list of movie roles that big-time stars took just for the paycheck. On that list is Morgan Freeman, who appeared in Ted 2, a movie about a talking what?
Stuffed bear, a stuffed animal.
Former SNL star Kate McKinnon geeked out when the brother group Hanson appeared on the Today Show on the same day she was also a guest. Turns out she's a longtime fan. What network has always aired the Today Show?
I don't know that one.
Morgan Wallen just donated $500,000 to the American Red Cross to help people in his home state that have been obliterated by Hurricane Helene. What state is Morgan from? Florida, North Carolina, or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Funny, Leah Thompson says she was snooty to Michael J. Fox when they first started shooting Back to the Future because he was a TV actor. What was the name of the TV show that made Michael a star where he played Alex P. Keaton?
Back to the Future.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Jake, what's on the agenda for Jake today?
Oh, man, just going to the airport right now.
Where are you off to?
Just headed out to Utah.
Oh, right on.
Just visit some friends.
Okay, Jake did 3 out of 5. Tam.
Nice job, Jake.
32 years ago this week, Disney released The Mighty Ducks, which is about kids playing what sport?
Hockey.
Filmed entirely in the great city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, 1-1. BuzzFeed.com released a list of movie roles that big-time stars took just for the paycheck. They openly admitted. On that list is Morgan Freeman, who appeared in Ted 2, a movie about a talking what?
Teddy bear.
Yep. 2-2, Jake knew that. Former SNL star Kate McKinnon geeked out when the brother group Hanson appeared on the Today Show the same day she was also a guest. Turns out she's a longtime fan. What network has always aired the Today Show?
The Today Show is on NBC.
That is right. Jake didn't know. 3-2, Tam. Morgan Wallen just donated $500,000 to the American Red Cross to help people in his home state that have been obliterated by Hurricane Helene. What state is Morgan from? Florida, North Carolina, or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
That is right. Jake knew that. It's now 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Leah Thompson says she was snooty to Michael J. Fox when they first started shooting Back to the Future because he was a TV actor. What was the name of the TV show that made Michael a star where he played Alex P. Keaton?
Family Ties.
La, 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 la. Sit, Ubu, sit.
Good dog.
Ruff. Yes, Jake knew that. You'd have to know the show to know that.
Yeah.
Jake didn't know. So today we finished with a score of Tammy 5, Jake 3. Jake, you're not going to get any money, pal. Sorry, no spending money in Utah from Tammy at least, but we got a great prize for you that you just qualified for.
Yes, Jake, you are now qualified for that chance to win a Las Vegas getaway to the Fontainebleau Las Vegas. You'll not only have a 2-night stay there, you're going to see Thomas Rhett and have a $150 dining credit for 2 if you are our winner.
Okay, awesome. Appreciate it.
Jake,
job,
safe flight. Thanks. Enjoy your pals. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have this for you to say.
I'm Jake Vincent, and I flunked out of Tammy's Hollywood College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This is the weekend. No, not Padres-Dodgers weekend. Yes, that's happening too, obviously.
Yes.
But more importantly for producer Jessica, it's when all her gal friends come to town. We've talked about this last week because Jessica has a very detailed 10-page itinerary for them.
Yeah, serious itinerary.
Yeah, there's dress codes.
We remember.
Which, by the way, I realized getting millennial moms to go out on a Saturday night and not wear leggings, feet.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Explain to a guy what that means.
So, soft pants, right? You know, leggings or, you know, yoga pants.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's super comfortable and super easy, and you don't have to go shopping, and you don't have to get mad because something doesn't fit, or you're not sure if it looks right. Just a great top in those pants. Yeah. Okay.
So,
and you're prohibiting them from wearing said.
Well, I said dress
leggings?
Up like we would go out when we were in our 20s, and they're like, "But can I wear bicycle shorts or leggings?" I'm like, "Oh no."
Who goes out with bicycle shorts?
Oh, millennial moms. Apparently.
You mean with the padded?
No,
not just, with the. Oh,
no. No one wants to see that.
They're like mini yoga pants. John.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I'm so out of touch. Go ahead. No.
Anyways,
Padres Dodgers this weekend.
Speaking of the Padres Dodgers, I did have to update the dress code for my friends.
Yes.
So I sent this text yesterday. Update to the dress code: no Dodgers gear for your personal safety.
Yes.
And frankly, I can't be seen with a Dodgers fan this weekend. I have a reputation to protect.
100% support that.
Yeah, I do
100%
too.
Support that.
Because I have a couple Dodgers fans that are with us.
Yeah.
I would seriously think about not inviting them.
I know. I thought about it.
You know what? Not to jump on your story here, but I got a little tavern I like to go to in the village where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, every freaking bartender there is a Dodgers fan. I'm like,
really?
Why do I come here?
Yeah.
Why do I come here? Oh, wearing their stupid colors.
Bar.
I know.
Yeah.
I like the people. They're great people, except one horrible character flaw.
Horrible character flaw.
Anyway, not to hijack your story. Go with girls, not stretchy pants. Go.
Well. Angelique replied, I wouldn't disrespect the Padres in their territory, which I thought, oh, that's nice.
That's
then she followed it up with, they rarely get this close to a championship.
Oh,
I'm like,
geez.
Okay.
Oh, like the Dodgers have won one in her lifetime.
Like I said, we were there 2 years ago and beat the Dodgers, just saying. And the meme I got back was, well played.
Oh, so nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, did you guys get in a fight already before she even got here?
Yeah, so, I don't know. This might end the weekend early.
No, I doubt it.
And by the way, before you jump in with the calls, Dodger fans, I know you won that fake World Series during the COVID year. It was 60 games.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw himself was on a podcast I listened to called Smartless.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, by the way. You can get it on the Odyssey app. They asked him full out as Dodger fans.
Mm-hmm.
That really wasn't a World Series. And Clayton Kershaw himself said, No, it wasn't even close to a real World Series. So stop with the calls and the complaints, okay?
And a story.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Believe it or not, there's something else going on this weekend besides our San Diego Padres hopefully taking two games at that stadium up north.
Well, listen, there's Oktoberfest going on everywhere, right?
That is a big deal. There's three locations of Oktoberfest in San Diego County: La Mesa, East Village, and Carlsbad, representing North County.
And Jessica, of course, has her big girls' weekend that she's been planning, and we can't wait to hear about it. We totally got to hear about it on Monday, and
absolutely.
Especially because Monday's going to be a girls' day, because John is out.
What?
John is out for his birthday. Do you not remember?
Oh, my gosh, please. It's not for my birthday.
It's his birthday week.
It's his birthday week.
It's not for my birthday week. How dare you?
But John's got a birthday week.
I didn't even realize it was next to my birthday. My birthday's on Tuesday, by the way, not Monday. If I was going to take it off for my birthday. Oh, my God.
It's on Tuesday. You'll have two birthday
days. Well, so that's why it's this week. You start Monday.
Oh, God. Okay, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Just get me out of here.
So we can talk about the girls' night because we'll have a girls' show.
Okay,
it'll be
great.
Fun.
Love it.
I'm not having a birthday week. I've never spent any time in Laguna.
Okay.
So I'm going to Laguna for the weekend.
Are you going to the game on Sunday? Are you going and not telling us?
No, I'm not. I don't have tickets yet.
Oh, okay.
But I will say, because I'm trying, I don't know, I'm going to have to sell a car to get be able to afford the tickets. But if something happens, I would love to go to the game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Even if I am risking my life wearing Padres gear and unfriendly territory, but as of yet, I've got no tickets to any of the Padres Dodger games yet.
All right.
Yet.
Okay. Well,
yet.
Enjoy
crossed.
Your weekend. Enjoy your birthday day off on Monday for birthday week.
It's not my birthday day off, but thank you.
You know, we're going to just torture you with that because it's just too much fun. And everyone else, enjoy your weekend. Go Padres.
Go Padres. For the love of God, for my health. Go Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. This is the weekend. No, not Padres-Dodgers weekend. Yes, that's happening too, obviously.
Yes.
But more importantly for producer Jessica, it's when all her gal friends come to town. We've talked about this last week because Jessica has a very detailed 10-page itinerary for them.
Yeah, serious itinerary.
Yeah, there's dress codes.
We remember.
Which, by the way, I realized getting millennial moms to go out on a Saturday night and not wear leggings, feet.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Explain to a guy what that means.
So, soft pants, right? You know, leggings or, you know, yoga pants.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's super comfortable and super easy, and you don't have to go shopping, and you don't have to get mad because something doesn't fit or you're not sure if it looks right. Just a great top in those pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and you're prohibiting them from wearing said.
Well, I said dress
leggings?
Up like we would go out when we were in our 20s, and they're like, "But can I wear bicycle shorts or leggings?" I'm like, "Oh no."
Who goes out with bicycle shorts?
Oh, millennial moms. Apparently.
You mean with the padded?
No, not with the.
No one wants to see that.
They're like mini yoga pants.
Josh. Gotcha. Okay, I'm so out of touch. Go ahead. Okay. No.
Anyways,
Padres Dodgers this weekend.
Speaking of the Padres Dodgers, I did have to update the dress code for my friends.
Yes.
So I sent this text yesterday. Update to the dress code: no Dodgers gear for your personal safety.
Yes.
And frankly, I can't be seen with a Dodgers fan this weekend. I have a reputation to protect.
100% support that.
I do.
100% support that.
Because I have a couple Dodgers fans that are with us.
Yeah.
I would seriously think about not inviting them.
I know. I thought about it.
You know what? Not to jump on your story here, but I got a little tavern I like to go to in the village where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, every freaking bartender there is a Dodgers fan. I'm like,
really?
Why do I come here?
Yeah.
Oh. Why do I come here? You're all wearing their stupid colors.
Bar.
I know. Yeah. I like the people. They're great people. Except one horrible character flaw.
Horrible character flaw.
Anyway, not to hijack your story. Go with girls, not stretchy pants. Go.
Well, Angelique replied, "I wouldn't disrespect the Padres in their territory," which I thought, oh, that's nice. That's then she followed it up with, "They rarely get this close to a championship."
Oh,
I'm like, okay.
Oh, like the Dodgers have won one in her lifetime.
Like I said, we were there 2 years ago and beat the Dodgers, just saying. And the meme I got back was, well played.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, did you guys get in a fight already before she even got here?
Yeah, so, I don't know. This might end the weekend early.
No, I doubt it.
And by the way, before you jump in with the calls, Dodger fans, I know you won that fake World Series during the COVID year.
It
was 60 games. Yeah, my goodness, give me a break.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw himself was on a podcast I listened to called Smartless. Mm-hmm. It's great, by the way. You can get it on the Odyssey app. They asked him full out as Dodger fans.
Mm-hmm.
What, that really wasn't a World Series. And Clayton Kershaw himself, it's like, no, it wasn't even close to a real World Series. So stop with the calls and the complaints, okay?
And a story.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Believe it or not, there's something else going on this weekend besides our San Diego Padres hopefully taking two games at that stadium up north.
Well, listen, there's Oktoberfest going on everywhere, right?
That is a big deal. There's three locations of Oktoberfest in San Diego County: La Mesa, East Village, and Carlsbad, representing North County.
And Jessica, of course, has her big girls' weekend that she's been planning, and we can't wait to hear about it. We totally got to hear about it on Monday, and
absolutely,
especially because Monday's going to be a girls' day, because John is out.
What?
John is out for his birthday. Do you not remember?
Oh, my gosh, please. It's not for my birthday.
It's his birthday week.
That's right. It's his birthday week.
It's not for my birthday week. How dare you?
But John's got a birthday week.
I didn't even realize it was next to my birthday. My birthday's on Tuesday, by the way, not Monday. If I was going to take it off for my birthday. Oh, my God.
It's on Tuesday. So you'll have two birthday
days. Well, so that's why it's this week. You start Monday.
Oh, God. Okay, whatever. Yeah, it's fine. Just get me out of here.
So we can talk about the girls' night because we'll have a girl show.
Okay,
it'll be
great.
Fun.
Love it.
I'm not having a birthday week. I've never spent any time in Laguna.
Okay.
So I'm going to Laguna for the weekend.
Are you going to the game on Sunday? Are you going and not telling us?
No, I'm not. I don't have tickets yet.
Oh, okay.
But I will say, because I'm trying, I don't know, I'm going to have to sell a car to get be able to afford the tickets. Mm-hmm. But if something happens, I would love to go to the game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Even if I am risking my life wearing Padres gear and unfriendly territory, but as of yet, I've got no tickets to any of the Padres Dodger games yet.
All right.
Yet.
Okay. Well,
fingers
enjoy
crossed.
Your weekend. Enjoy your birthday day off on Monday for birthday week.
It's not my birthday day off, but thank you.
You know, we're going to just torture you with that because it's just too much fun. And everyone else, enjoy your weekend. Go Padres.
Go Padres, for the love of God, for my help. Go Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.